Let your mind and body relax. And just devote that inner friend or that non-judgmental part of yourself that can be a friend to the mind and the body, appreciative, grateful. An appreciative, grateful attitude that gives time out to the mind to just allow it to be as it is in your presence. To be thinking or daydreaming or worrying, whatever it happens to be doing. Let it be doing its... Let it be being itself in the presence of someone who is caring. Like you are caring to somebody that you love. In this world, there are countless number of good events and countless number of bad events taking place. Events that are meant to make people happy and events that are stressful, hurtful. Most of those events that come into your awareness don't themselves make you happy or unhappy. You have a certain objectivity toward them. You're not identified with them. Though you may feel compassion or want to help in a negative situation, you yourself aren't personally threatened. In those cases, there's an objectivity, a natural objectivity. You don't feel worried. You may want to help, but you don't feel yourself to be at stake. can imagine things not going your way. And spend time worrying about that. Because why? For those who are gaining this knowledge, the knowledge of yourself, the wholeness of your own being, the indestructible completeness of yourself, when you find your mind engaging in fanciful worry of what might happen, those conditions provide an opportunity to bring your mind home to the self that remains changelessly abiding, no matter what the circumstance. This is a meditative exercise based upon your knowledge. To use your knowledge to gently bring your mind home to the reality of what it knows to be true. Some things will go my way. Some things won't go my way. That's a fact. But does myself suffer from that? And does my mind need to suffer from that? What is the source of my ananda, of my well-being? you're watching a scary movie in the theater, and you find yourself very engaged in the film, feeling tense, afraid as the plot develops, because it's a movie and because you're in the theater, you have one foot out, which means at any time you can say, this is a movie, settle down. In samsara, do you have that one foot out? That allows your mind to be pulled back home. When you've lost your balance, yourself is the truth of your mind, the very being of your mind, and it is also the refuge of your mind. Let the mind get to know yourself, to recognize that stable truth of its own being. And the beauty of that stable presence eliminates the need for worry.